Hello, hello. I have finished week two of The Artist's Way, and I'm documenting my journey with this book for accountability purposes and to see if any other artists want to do the same challenge with me. So yeah, I've been reading The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and it's basically a 12-week program for recovering your inner creativity. So, for this week, the assignments were to do the morning pages, which I stuck to about the same consistency as last week. I did probably about, like, 5-ish days out of 7, but, like, that's still an A or a B for me, so I'm cool with that. And on the days when I do stick to my morning pages, I really like to go and sit out on my porch. That's something that I never quite did in the mornings. I've just never really been a morning person in general, and so it gives me a reason to, like, add more to my morning routine, and it's nice. I can, like, make breakfast or make some tea and then write and get all the ideas out, or just get all of, like, the extra thoughts that are just bouncing around in my head onto paper, which makes me feel a lot more mentally organized and less stressed and a little bit less anxious too. Like, it's easier for me to stay in the moment because I'm not, like, ruminating on random shit that I just, like, wake up with. So yeah. And then every week you're supposed to go on an artist date, which is just when you spend time with your inner artist. Shark Week happened, and so I was like, I'm not going anywhere, but you know what I am gonna do? I'm gonna get takeout and take a lavender bath and journal and draw and then watch my favorite cartoons, and that was very nourishing to my soul, and I needed it. And yeah, I felt much more attuned to my creativity for the rest of the weekend because of that. Then the next assignment is to write about where your time goes. So list your 5 major activities this week. I don't know, maybe I, like, overread into it. I guess, like, I was thinking about, like, things that take up the majority of my time that, like, I wish that they didn't, I guess. I don't know. But, like, obviously work takes, like, the most time out of my week next to sleeping, I guess. But then it's, like, the things that I feel like take a lot of time, they probably don't. It's just, like, they feel like they do. Like, having to do mundane shit, like chores, like, that's one thing that, like, will cause me to put off doing creative projects. Like, I'll put off painting or practicing music or dancing, because I'm like, oh, well, the floors are dirty. I don't want to dance when the floors are dirty. They're really not even that dirty. It's just that I didn't get to mop yet. Or, I can't draw, my room is all messy. Or, like, I can't set up my instruments, my room is messy. Just kind of, like, dumb excuses that get in the way of me doing things I actually want to do. Social media. I've gone and placed, like, time limits on my social media apps so I'm not using them so much. And I put them in their own folder so they're not as easy to access on my phone. But, yeah, social media is a huge time suck. And being anxious and ruminating, need I say more? And then some Zoom calls. That took up the majority of my time last week. And then assignment 2 is to make a list of 20 things that you enjoy doing. I'm not going to list the full 20, but, like, obviously, like, dancing and drawing and music is on there. Listening to audiobooks and podcasts. Reading about the space weather, deep conversations, going on scenic drives, watching cartoons, sexy times. And then the next assignment is a life pie. So you draw a pie chart and you make it into 6 slices, and it's supposed to be spirituality, exercise, play, work, friends, and romance/adventure. I actually fucked up on this. I, like, miscalculated the slices. I never was really good at fractions, but I accidentally made an 8 slice pie. So what I did was I made romance and adventure their own separate slices, and then I just made health the 8th one, I guess. I was like, why not? That's an important thing to me. So what you do is you make a dot on the chart to indicate how satisfied you are with that slice of your life. So if it's close to the outside of the circle, it means that like you're really happy with it. If you're closer to the inside of the circle, it means that that part of your life isn't as fulfilled. And I was like pretty like well-rounded on them, except not enough playtime. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But yeah, like, I'm like, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with most of these, but I don't really quite have as much time for play as I would like. And I kind of, like, broke down all the categories. Like, I was like, okay, like, I spend 30 to 40 hours a week working my day job, and then I'm pretty satisfied with, like, my friendships and social life. Like, I have, like, a few Zoom calls throughout the month, or phone calls, or just, like, meme drops, text messages to friends. That's keeping me socialized during this pandemic. And spirituality, like, I journal and read up on the space weather and meditate and enjoy the weeds and the baby shroomies. So, you know, I'm pretty chill with that. Romance, I'm like, you know what? I can actually work more on the self-love route, because burlesque, back in the before times when I could perform regularly, that was a huge part of, like, my personal romance life, I guess. Because it was, like, I was spending hours and hours a week dancing sexy for myself in front of a mirror and making these badass routines, putting on these badass outfits, and not having a reason to perform on a regular basis kind of, like, took that routine out of my life. And so now I'm like, well, I need to get back to just dancing more. I did put my pole in my living room, so that gives me a reason to get back on the train. And then adventure, I said I wasn't, like, as satisfied with adventure, but that's because we're in a pandemic, so, like, I can't travel the way I want to. But I still go on, like, little scenic drives or, like, weekend day picnic kind of things, so that still gives me, like, some element of adventure. And yeah, and then I put health, because, like, I live with, like, the chronic illnesses and the mental health issues sometimes, and so that kind of interferes with, like, my ability to do all the things that I want to do. And so for me, it's important to be mindful of my health and how I'm taking care of myself, because if my health goes out the window, all the other slices in that pie literally don't matter. They're just not there. So yeah, so that was the next exercise. And then the final exercise of the week was to list 10 new changes that you want to make in your life. Oh, my antennas fell down. My antennae fell down. Boop. List 10 new changes that you want to make in your life from smallest to largest, or largest to smallest. It was kind of hard for me to, like, I was like, wow, that's, like, so vague. Like, it could be about anything. But a couple of things that I want is, like, I want more, materials, I guess, for, like, creating with. Like, I need a laptop. I don't have a laptop, so that's a goal that I have, is to get a laptop. I really want to get a loop pedal and an amp so I can start, like, recording my own music, and a microphone, because that would also make for better, like, videos and podcast episodes. And yeah. And then, like, ultimately, like, I would like to travel more. But that's not all of them, just a few of the more interesting ones. So yeah, oh, I also put that I want to get a bath tray, because I love taking Epsom salt baths, and that's been a huge part of my artist dates each week. And so if I had a bath tray, I could, like, read, or, like, I don't know, paint in the tub. Why not? So anyway, yeah, so that was week 2 of The Artist's Way. I'm really liking it so far, and it's just giving me a lot of cool insights and perspectives on how I can tailor my lifestyle to allow for more creative time. So, yeah. Thanks for following me with week 2. please join me, read The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. If you're interested, or if you are on that journey yourself, or you've already done it, let me know how it's going for you in the comments. Bye! Live deliciously, darling.